Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Elder, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Pastor. How you doing today?
I'm all right. I mean, you're on top of this. It's your time to give us what God has put on your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's so good to be your voice. It's so good. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You had a good day today?
I had a blessed day. I had a blessed day. I'm not going to complain. Wow. I thank God.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, indeed. I thank God. Today was a day that I just say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I thank God. And I just know that because what God is doing, God has given me the revamp and everything we're doing. And the more I say, well, I guess we need to move into the supernatural. It's what we're looking at doing in the name of Jesus. And so
yes, sir.
I love you. You God for you. So you got to show it's yours. Go follow. You got it.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Truly, it's a blessing to be here today, and I thank each and every one of you who's joining us this day. We thank God for bringing us where he has brought us to. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you right now. We thank and praise you for opening up our eyes this morning, blessing us and watching over us and bringing us safely through another day. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to use me this night. Speak to me and through me. Give me what to share with your people in the name of Jesus. Right now we bind every hindering spirit. We bind every spirit that will not come subject to your word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let your word go forth this night unhindered. Unhindered. Nothing can stop your word, but let it go forth this night. Unhindered, let your people receive what you and only you will have your people to receive this night in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Truly, I thank God for the night. I thank God. But before I start to share with you, I'm going to ask the little sister Cynthia, would she sing a song and bless us with a song?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And all that is within me, I'm gonna bless. I'll bless his holy name, because he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy. Oh, bless his holy. His holy name. Church, he has done great things. He has done great things. When he woke me up this morning, he has done great things. I gotta tell him thank you. He has done great things. Blessed is holy. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Everybody ought to bless him. Oh, my soul. Ooh, and all that is within me, I'm gonna bless. Hallelujah. His hope. Every day of my life, I'll bless his name. Every time I turn around, he's doing great things. Bless the Lord. I'll bless him all the days of my life. Oh, my soul. Oh, that is within me. Bless his holy, his holy name.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you. Truly, we thank God for that song. We truly thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Saints, what I want to share with you tonight, compromise.
None whatsoever.
There is to be no compromise.
Amen.
If you look at the temperature of the world today, of what's going on, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to just give it to us, to show it to us. That if we look at the temperature and take the temperature of what's going on in the world today, is the whole thing is turned upside down. Everything. We as born again believers is not of this world. We're not, we live in it. We're not of it. Now the things in the world, they affect us because we live in it. We are to influence and change a lot of things through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have to let the Spirit come in. We have to let him override so many things because we know he spoke things into existence. The world, the word of God is more powerful than any atomic bomb because he spoke things and it happened. And
Amen.
He said, I'm going to show, he told his disciples, saying, he said, follow me. I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to show you something. Now you watch me now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, you will become disciples. And that's what we should be doing, making disciples, going into the world and making disciples, bringing along beside us. Now, watch me. We done read the Bible. We watching our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've seen what he did. We've seen what the apostles did. They none of them compromised. It cost them their life. It cost some of them their family members, their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't trying to be popular. They weren't trying to make a name for themselves.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, I came to do my Father's will.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, I'm going to throw something out there now. Okay, now, don't I'm going to throw it out there. I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'm a man of God.
Amen.
That's who I am. And I look and I see who's on God's side. That's what I do. Because a lot of things that either one of them do, I don't agree with everything they do. I have to see who's on my Savior's side. That's what I do. And as a church, and as a born-again believer, as the called-out one, as the ecclesia, understand this is what we have to do as a people. We ain't trying to make names. We ain't trying to get kudos.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to get pats on the back.
Amen.
We trying to do our Father's will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at this nation, the laws have been passed against God. Abortion. The homosexuals can marry one another. And then now they want to come into your church and sit in your church waiting for you to say something against them so they can bring a suit against your church.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. Once you sit in there, open the word of God, the authority of God, and you start ministering from it, telling what God said, they're going to have you in court. Now you got to make a choice. There is to be no compromise.
Amen.
We say, for God I live, for God I die. It's coming. No, it have gotten to that. It have gotten to that right now. If you read in Daniel's, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was going to boast and brag, and he had a dream. And I love it, because before Daniel stepped to him, in the 4th and 17th verse, the king was still talking when he made this statement. The 17th verse said, and this is when he was going to lose his kingdom. He was going to be out there like a wild animal for 7 years. But this is the statement he made in the 4th and 17th. It said, this matter, the vision that he has seen, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones. Now, this is the king still talking, that, not Daniel. To the intent, no, saints, listen, to the intent that the living, that we may know that the Most High rules, okay, the kingdom of man, and it is given it to whomsoever he will, and he set it up to the basis of men. Saints, we cannot forget who's in charge. Heaven rules what takes place on earth.
Amen.
God is in charge. I don't care who's in charge down here.
Mm-hmm.
God is in charge. We can't have no fear. We can't have no doubt. Because he said every authority that is, he have allowed it to be. Nobody can overthrow God. Nobody can put a coup on God. If God have allowed an authority to be, he have allowed it to be.
Amen.
Right now, God says, I know he don't want me to go and sin against him. I know this. I know he don't want me to go and sin and to steal. I pick up a gun, walk in a bank, rob a bank. God didn't let me. He didn't give me to do that. He permitted me to do it. He allowed me to do it. But it wasn't his will. I'm going to share something with you. We have, as a nation, we've laughed at God, make fun of, we poke fun at him on TV, on radios, curse him out. Talk on, and then they pass laws totally against God. I'm throwing this out. Dude, God said, I'm the same yesterday. It's what he said now. I'm the same yesterday. I'm the same today. I'm the same forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
He already said, when you turn from me, I'll turn from you.
Mm-hmm.
See, he never said this. He been put that out. So what we think going to happen as a nation, we going to just slap God in the face, turn our back on God, and then we get up in Washington and holler, God bless America? Are you crazy? I mean, please understand who God, we're dealing with God. God's word don't change for me or nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
When God's people was in Egypt, all these plagues was going on over in Egypt, but over in Goshen, they had a good time. You understand? We are in the middle of Egypt, but we are the people of God. Okay? We're in the middle of it. God can protect us. Keep us in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
He can feed us, heal us. When famine and drought is all around, he will provide for us. What are we scared of? I don't care who's in the White House. It could be judgment coming down on America. We better pray and ask God what's going on.
Man.
It could be judgment why things is coming off the way it's coming off. Because you remember in the Old Testament, every time God's people got out of line, he used a heathen nation to put them back in line.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped the script and judged that heathen nation for bothering his people. That's God do what he want to do, how he want. I don't dictate to God. I read his words. If I see it in his words, okay?
Amen.
I'm not with no script on God. If it ain't in his word, I ain't going with it. If he ain't said it, and the Holy Ghost ain't revealed it to him, but I'm going to make sure it's the Holy Ghost. So many times, Dr. Hunter say, anybody, guys, I keep my mouth closed. Because of God, I don't want you to hear nothing Tyrone Reese got to say. I don't want nothing coming from me. I praise God when I speak. I want you to. I want your people to hear you. Saints, we don't compromise.
Amen.
Ain't no compromise. We don't do it. If it costs us our life, if it costs every friend, if it costs every family member, if you have to walk this by yourself, we don't compromise.
Amen.
We are warriors. God looking for some warriors. Now, understand this. God is a loving God, a caring God. Oh, God is so merciful. God is so loving. You can't find none nowhere better than God. But God got another side now. God got a rap side. We forget that sometimes. God got a side of rap. We understand this, saints. When we walk in contrary to God, he will come. He will let us know. All right, Tyrone, you know, you need to get it right. Oh, you'll come to me and let me know that. Okay? And if I keep walking that way, why do you think so many things is being exposed in the church? It's a judge that's going to first start at the church house. He is exposing so much going on in the church. But he give us time to discipline ourselves. Once we correct ourselves, he don't have to do it. But if I persist in my ways, God says, okay, you don't want to do it, I'll do it. Because I'm a righteous judge. That's who God is. I asked God this morning, I said, Lord, please help me to totally to yield to you, to be under your authority.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, see, he saved me. I am saved. But there's a struggle going on within me. This flesh don't want to yield, okay? It don't want to yield.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I can't do this by myself. It's a lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord in the power of, listen, saying, his might, not my might. Trust in the Lord in the power of his might. That's my strength, his might. When I'm standing with Christ, when I'm standing in Christ, that's my prayer.
Okay.
Saints, I was looking at John. And all through John, I got one more scripture to read in Daniel 12th chapter, 25th verse. This is what it said. It's still talking about heaven's rules, the affairs of man. Okay? Now Daniel going to step in and give him the take on it. And the 25th verse said that they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. Now this is what the dream that God gave him. And they shall make you to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till they know that the Most High ruleth the kingdom of man. And God, he giveth it to whosoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, your kingdom shall be sure to you. After that, you shall have known that heavens do rule. Saints, heaven rule.
Mm-hmm.
We stay with Christ. We stay in Christ. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. We are to love. We are to be a forgiven. We are to be a loving people. We are to be the same. Jesus didn't put up with no foolishness. You people never found a greater lover than Jesus Christ on this earth. They never. But Jesus didn't put up with no foolishness. Jesus didn't compromise.
Mm-mm.
Jesus sit down with the Sadducees, Pharisees, eating their food and calling you hypocrites. Eating their food now, hypocrites. You're full of dead man bones. You're vipers. You're snakes. But he loved. You can never find another lover like Jesus nowhere.
Amen.
He didn't compromise. The apostle, these guys lost their life. They weren't trying to get no big. They were doing the will of God, being led by the Holy Ghost of God. We are to be like-minded. Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Then we have to research and see, well, let me see what kind of mind was in Christ Jesus. They said whatever mind that was in him. When we read up on it, study up on it, pray up on it, and then, okay, Lord, I want this mind. Because Jesus had one purpose, to do your will here on this earth. We was created by him and for him. Saints, we have nothing to fear. We should be rejoice, always rejoicing.
Amen.
That's what we do. We're what? What man? Now is the best time for us to truly to let the light of God shine through us right now in this darkness that's going all around us. Where turmoil is, we should bring peace because we are there and Christ in us.
Mm-hmm.
We should be the ones pointing the way because of Jesus Christ. Truly, I thank God. I just want to read a few scriptures, saints. And the first one going to be in John 8. And all of them about Jesus. Every last one of them. And I love it because all I'm saying with Jesus, I am. I am. I am. I am. I am the resurrection. I'm the door. I'm the truth. I mean, all about Jesus Christ. So there is no other way. There is no other way. 8:26. And it reads, okay, I'm going to start at 6:35. This is what it reads. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which have sent me. That now he's not even to talk about some eternal life, okay? This is the Father's will, which have sent me. That of all which he have given me, I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That's the Father's will for the church. God gave us to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, I will raise you up. He said, all that the Father giveth to me, I will raise him up. We got something to holler about.
Mm-hmm.
We got, you talking about being blessed? That's being blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's something Satan can't take from us. Because we've been sealed to the day of redemption, to his return by the Holy Ghost of promise. He's going to give you a little down payment on this eternal life. I'm going to seal you with the Holy Ghost of promise. I thank God for this. I truly do, saints. Even up in the valley, I'm going to thank God. If I'm in the mountains, I'm going to thank God. Because God is God. God don't change. And what he told his people is still good for today. What he said to his people is still good for today. Saints, we live in a culture don't care nothing about our Lord and our Savior. They call my Lord and Savior a bastard. They said Joseph was Jesus' father and Joseph Mary when he was married. That's what they think about our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord. You think I want to be friendship with the world? No. I love people. I care about people. I have compassion for people. But when it comes to my Savior, there is no compromise. I pray I share something. Saints, read some of the scriptures in St. John 8:58, 9 and 4, 10 and 7. Okay? All these are 10b. Jesus Christ said, but I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. It's all about Jesus Christ and why he came to do the Father's will. And what is the Father's will? That we may have eternal life. And by having eternal life, we can have a relationship with the Father and with the Son. And then we can have a fellowship with one another, because we all have the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. So truly, I thank God for the word tonight, and I pray that each one of us has received something out of it to encourage us, to let us know there is hope. There is hope. So if at that, I want to ask my little sister, would she bless Pastor Hunter and the rest of us with another song?
After hearing that message, all I can hear is, he is Lord, he is Lord, he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is Lord, Lord of all lords. He is the Lord. You know he got up out of that ground, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the Lord. He have a name above every name. He is Lord. He got all powers in his hand. He is the Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue got to confess Jesus Christ is Lord.
My God, my God, my God. Oh, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, God is so good.
Yes, Lord.
He is so good. And I'm going to tell you something. While y'all was teaching and preaching, I put something on Facebook about this woman saying, oh, my God. And I want you to know this tonight. We thank God for everything he's doing for us. And one of the things I like, oh, Elder, you got me fired up.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got me fired up, brother. Because that's what we all put out there doing.
No
cuts. No cuts. We don't cut no corners.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Middle of nothing at all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, I tell you, does anybody else out there listening have heard what has been taught and what's been sung? Anybody else got a statement they want to make?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. He is Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I will say this while we on the air tonight. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for better say unto you, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast in his garden, and it grew, and waxed a great tree, and the fowls up lodged in the branches of it. And the Lord said, if you have the faith of grain of mustard seed,
my Lord,
the sycamore tree.
Glory to you.
Up from the roots.
Yes.
And be that planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. He said, because to those out there enlisted in unbelief, you need some healing, you need some help, you need some jobs. You need some husband, you need some wife, but whatever
Thank
is your
you.
Unbelief. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your name.
Thank you.
It's when God the Father said, he said, man should not be alone. I don't like it. I'm just terrified. He said, I don't like it, man is alone. Even though I made it, he said, but let me see what I can do. He put it, let me put it in the sleep and see what I can do. See, God put man to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting heavy on you. If y'all see me on the radio station, I'm getting heavy. God put man to sleep.
Yes.
And I'm praying on him. He cut
That's
out his
right.
side and put a real next to him. Hallelujah. When he put RIB, the rib of a man became a woman. She was wound out of him. Now, how that's a mystery. How God did that, I don't know, but I believe.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Mighty God.
Does anybody, somebody that's getting happy beside myself? I don't mind getting happy. I tell the world. And you know, I know a lot of times I ask people that have want to say. I know the Holy Spirit is moving you to say something. So let me shut up.
Have your way, Lord. Well, good afternoon. I truly just basking in the Spirit of God. Listening to the man of God, the word was just saturating into my spirit.
Yes.
He mentioned something about the struggle and in the flesh. And I said, Lord, the struggle is necessary. Just think if we didn't have that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might think we were above. We might think that we were above being tempted. But I read in Matthew, the 4th chapter, that tells us that even Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted.
That's right.
So if Jesus,
the
Son of the living God,
Holy God,
the second person of the Godhead, his father allowed him to be tempted of the devil. And the Spirit of God led him to that wilderness place.
Thank you, God.
Sometimes the struggle in the wilderness is what we need to go through. Because if we're not struggling, we're yielding. So I thank God for the struggle, always examining myself.
Thank you.
Listening to what people say about you all the time, but examining my own self. Thank God for a word that shines the spotlight. I love a challenging word. I love a word that lets me look at myself, not anybody else. I don't come here with my shovel. I come here with a rake. Thank you,
Lord,
and examine my heart, my intentions, my motives. Because I realize that many times when the way I look at things, sometimes I'm looking through the wrong eyes. Because I've had these old attitudes and sinful ways so long, I think that's the way things ought to go. That's why we have to stay around the saints. That's why we have to constantly have our mind renewed.
That's why
we need to hear the word of God from someone else, so that we can get a broader perspective, so that we can be sharpened by one another.
Yes.
That's why we're here. We're not on this line tonight to just to make ourselves available to a large audience or to hear what we have to say. We are here strengthening ourselves in the ministry of the word so that we can be equipped to go out and strengthen others.
That's
they never get on this line. So
yes,
I appreciate being able, because I wouldn't have been doing nothing but maybe working on a puzzle book or maybe watching some TV show instead of studying like I should have been doing and working on the things God told me to do. So this is part of my discipline. This is part of my healing. I'm going through a healing process. So part of that is me consecrating and dedicating and disciplining myself in the word to sit and listen and not so much think I know. I know what I've been taught, but I don't know what you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And God's word, I always had an inquisitive, open mind for the word. I'm always hungry and thirsting. I'm wanting to look up something now in Hebrew, and interest in that, not just to know, but that I might have a deeper knowledge and a deeper connection to the true character and nature of God. So I thank God for being on tonight. This is Well Woman. I told the bishop apostle that's what the Lord had. I've been writing this book for 25 years. He told me, I am the Well Woman. I am Well Woman. So go ahead on. So I'm going to start. I'm calling myself. That's my email name. But you know what? I've been sitting on this thing so long, the Lord said, you need to get busy flowing like you need to flow.
Yes.
So this is part of my discipline, my training, my sitting at the feet of the elders and listening and learning. So I'm so happy and grateful to be a part of this with you all.
Amen. Well, amen. Anybody else out there? Hello out there. Somebody else out there in the Never Never Land?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to take you to the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, and I want to show you something, what God has shown me some times ago. And I want you to pause. After Ephesians, he find the disciples of John. He go there and he find disciples of John, which are baptizing in water in the Holy Spirit. And here's what he says. You got the 19th chapter?
19th chapter.
And the 19th chapter, the book of Acts. And he said these words. And it came to pass that while at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper courts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. Now here Paul is again, finding certain disciples, and said unto them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you've been baptized? And they said unto him, we have not even heard, my God, of whether there be any Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. And he said unto them, what will you baptize? And they said, unto John Baptist. Then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And he served him. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen at this. This is what blessed me. And while Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Now you tell me God didn't get things. He took some of those disciples that listened to John teaching, and they heard what he was saying, but they didn't get to the next level. See, there's a level we have to come through as believers. And
mm-hmm.
we have to understand what the Word is saying. Every time, I'm going to put in the Bible, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to try to force it on you. I'm not going to hold your head back and put it on you. I'm going to pray for you. But if I ask you a question and you allow me to lay hands on you, I want to impart a gift to you. It's called the Holy Ghost. Can we do that according to the Word? We can.
Praise God.
Somebody said, well, I don't want nobody hand that. And years back, they said, I don't want nobody laying hands on me. I don't know where they laid the hands at. I said, you rascal, you. You done laid your hands on before you come up here for us to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know, oh, my God, when I take this word, and the men, see, I always say, God always put them in 12s. Here I've been talking today about 12. God had 12 men.
Mm-hmm.
And we find God is still. He said in verse 11, correction, verse 21, and this is what I've been telling everybody. When you look into the Word and read the book of Acts, it tells you about every place that Paul had went to and how he chronically preached it. And he says in there, in verse 21, and these things were added in Paul, purpose in the Spirit. When he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia and go to Jerusalem, saying, listen to what he's saying. I have been there. I must see Rome. I must see Rome. Now, why was it so important to him to see Rome? Because in that day and time and that hour, Rome was the number one place. They knew all of the wrongdoers. They knew all the people who knew the false spirits. They knew all of the high stakes of taxes. They knew who was in charge. They just knew everything but about God. When Paul came on the scene, he began to tell them what God did. And you know, while he was in Rome, they had to set that man free. They gave him his own house, his place to live in, people coming to ask questions. They were Jews. But here, Paul, a man, he's on his last voyage. He's on his last voyage. He said, I must go to Rome. If you read, he talks to Paul, I mean to Timothy. He talks to the Galatians. He talks to all the people that he sent letters to. He said, I must shortly. He said, I won't see you for a long, long time. He said, but my teachers, if you read the word and go into it, he says, I will see you. And that's where Paul, this man, stood. And I wanted to say that. And when you see what happened, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Praise you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. See, when God uses you, we're going to do it. And I say to everybody, because I've gotten some challenges, and somebody say, Hunter, why aren't you healed? I said, man, I'm healed.
Yeah.
You can't see me dropping down on the inside. You can't see what I'm doing talking to God when I move my body, when I couldn't move my body, when I couldn't move my mouth. I couldn't see. But you see, I know what I've done. I know what trusting in him, because I trust in the Word of God through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
You're able to conquer.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Thank you.
Amen.
As the old man said, I may not have all the education you have, but I sure got God's education.
Hallelujah.
I got the knowledge and the wisdom, and I got the understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Like I told someone when I was growing up in school, going to college, they answered, said, "Hunter, why you don't take a test?" I said, "Because I know the test." They said, "You know the test?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, "Why don't you score 100? I said, "Doing 90 is okay." Doing 90, I said, "Yeah." Do y'all just hear what I just said?
That's what
I told them. I said, "I do 90." They said, "Why don't you do 100? I said, "Well, you know, that's another thing." Because I was learning not to be so big-mouthed, because you had some knowledge, some things that was of God. God said 90%, all God wants to do is put back the 10% to him. Some people don't want to tithe.
Mm-hmm.
They just stick with the money. I'm not going to give you nothing. Can you help me? No, I'm not going to help you. Soon as something happens, somebody, can y'all call Reverend Longfoot and tell him I need some help? I call Sister Do Good, I need some money. Oh, what? I'm getting there. But somebody, please. But I want you to know this is the radio station. And you know, you got to go find the radio station, do what we're doing on Blog Talk Radio. Because I intend to own them all. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Now, somebody said, no, because when you got a Blog Talk Radio, you can talk around the world. You're not going to localize. Man, you're reaching the world. And I've already made a request to put it in English, in German, in Spanish. I'm getting ready to put it around the world in that language so everybody can hear it. And they can call in, but it'll be translated to where we can answer that question.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Great job.
All right, it's a done deal. And so, like I said tonight, as I was moving, put Elder Tyrone Reese Sr. of Deliverance Outreach Fellowship Christian Culture Center, AWL. I said, AWOL? What this man talking about? That's all I said. It's a way of life.
Oh, praise God, a way of life.
See, a lot of us, I'll tell you this, but God put this in the man's mouth. See, sometimes when you AWOL in military, you're absent without leave. But he said it's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's a Savannah, Georgia, and I want to thank God for him. I want to thank for the sister, for the evangelist that's on there with us tonight, and I've been talking with her and praying with her, and I think we's in our Rolls Royce one day. Were we not, sister?
Yes,
amen.
Oh, and I told somebody, I said, "What's a Rolls Royce?" That's in Houston, Texas, called a Metro driver, Cal.
Amen. It's especially God especially sends those people here to pick us up at our door and drop us right off where we're going.
Hey, that's
and
all right.
We are so special to be and blessed and privileged and favored, because can't anybody drive, you know, ride on Metro?
That's right.
No, you gotta have a special pass to drive to get on our road, Roy. Somebody said, "Oh, honey, you crazy." I said, "I knew it. That's why God blessed me."
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
See, I want you to know tonight, but I'm gonna meddle. Can I meddle tonight, y'all? No, the Bible says don't meddle. But I'm gonna say this here. I would like to hear that lady from Georgia. From Wash, Georgia. Can she sing another song for us tonight?
Yes. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful for everything I've heard tonight. And the song that comes to my mind, it says, "Give thanks. In spite of what we are going through in this life, we're going to give God the glory." Because I heard people saying for the longest, when praises go up, blessings come down. The Bible tells us to give thanks in all things. And that's what we're going to do, because when we learn that when we praise God, he's going to do the work for us. We don't
Amen.
Have to worry about nothing that's going on around us. The song says, give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks.
Oh, yes.
To the Holy One.
Holy One.
Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son.
Yes, give thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the one and only Holy One. Oh, give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Yeah.
And now let the weak say,
I am strong. Yeah.
And let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Oh, give thanks.
Yes.
You ought to just give thanks.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Come on and tell God, give thanks.
Thank you.
For doing, Lord Jesus.
Give thanks.
And we can call those things as be not.
Give thanks.
Let the weak seem strong.
Hallelujah.
Let the weak seem strong.
Because of what the Lord has.
I'm rich.
Yes.
Because of what the Lord has done.
Give thanks.
For us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Just give thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Here's my verse. Let the blind say, I can see.
Yes.
Let the lame say, I can walk. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I have to say that every day, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
When my eyesight began to fail, I asked the Lord to give me insight.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Him to give me inner discernment that I could see through the eyes of the Spirit.
Thank you.
And when these old bones, Lord, some days I can walk. Some days I can walk. And some days, you know, I'm a little slower, but
it's
I
all
received
right.
that song. Let
Thank
the
you.
Poor say, I am rich.
Rich.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We have to. We'll let the weak say, I am strong.
I'm strong. Yeah.
Because of what the Lord has done. Give
Thank
thanks.
You, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What an anointed. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Glory
Thank you, Father.
To your name, God.
I can see, Lord. I can
yes,
see.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you.
I can see, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, yeah, God.
Hallelujah. I can see, Lord. I can see your glory in the midst of it all.
Oh, we love you, God. Thank you.
I can see your hand.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. Confuse the enemy. Thank you, Father.
Thank
we
Lord.
Praise you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pull down the stronghold.
Yes,
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
We
bless
you.
We dance you. In the middle of it. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Give thanks, God. We praise you.
Hallelujah. We put on the garment of praise.
God
and
you,
we
Lord.
Cast
Thank
off
you.
That spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Father. We will fill these airways with your word, your love, your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Ta-ha. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We love you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hiya, Baba Baya.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I like to give this prayer here. I got a bus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Father, we thank you for sending those people to us that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We thank you for sending those people to us who have faith to believe in the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Father, as we lay hands on them,
thank you, God.
Because they cannot receive if they don't have the faith.
Thank you, God.
Lord, don't even send the ones that don't have the faith.
Baba, shut
oh, God, there are people that are ready that God is going to line us up with, put them right in our path. And when you lay hands, they've been waiting on a refilling, on a fresh filling, and they have faith to believe it, and they will receive it right where they're at. They are lining up because they are seeing what's happening in this world. There's no hope in the world, and they know their only hope will be the Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
and they won't care. They won't be ashamed. They will yield. Thank you, Father. Give us discerning spirit. Lord, lead us to them and lead them to us.
In the name of Jesus.
You led us to each other, oh Father.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
that
you.
Our life
thank
you. Go forth. They'll
oh,
be strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. I believe in God for a mighty outpouring of his spirit, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord rises up again, a standard. Amen.
Yes.
When trouble abounds, his grace abounds much more.
Yes.
Oh, this is the setup for God's grace to abound.
Yes, sir.
For his spirit to sweep over this land as never. We thought the Azusa Street revivals was something. When we come out of this wilderness, when the United States of America comes through this trial, this test. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a revival. What a revival.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a praise and a prayer.
What a mighty God.
What a hunger and a thirst for the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Even in the generation that knew not. A new Pharaoh's in town. He doesn't know. He didn't know Joseph. And he put those children of God in bondage.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Now when these children come out, these children that are now 18 that didn't see why they had to vote. Now in 4 more years, and now those children that are now 14 in 4 more years, they're going to be 18. They are going to see why they have to vote. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I want to be a part. So let us be ready. Let us be ready.
Oh, yes.
Let us come into the well so that we can stay full, so that we can overflow, so that we can take the water to the dry places. They don't always come to us, but we can take what God has filled us up with. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Mighty revival.
Amen.
I claim it. I proclaim it. Coming out of the prisons. Amen. Amen. Our sons are coming home to their wives, their families, their children. Thank you, Father. I'll proclaim it until the day I die.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
My son has
been in prison 30 years.
Oh,
in 2017. But he, I see it. I see it by faith. I see it.
Oh,
my God.
You be out this year.
Thank you.
Be out this year.
Lord, in the name of
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Mighty God.
Thank you, God.
Holy God. Righteous God. Loving God.
Thank you, God.
Mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
He rises in the mornings.
Yes,
and we call upon his name, and he heard us.
Yes,
when he couldn't get up, he was right there for us. He called us right now. He's
God
all by himself.
Hallelujah.
He sent his only son that we might be free.
Hallelujah. Glory. Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tonight that we bow down before your name. Tonight that we just say hallelujah.
Tonight
we speak healing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I believe, Lord.
Tonight, Father, that somebody be filled with the Holy Spirit. Tonight, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Under the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you. Thank you, Father.
When I was blind, I can now see. I was blind to God's word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Now I know.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
You're reviving us so that we can go out and tell those young people. You gotta come on out of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Come on up to a place.
Thank you, Father.
Come on up to a place, God. Now you can see the mouth. You can see it right now in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And I would have y'all to do this with me if you got time. Would you come with me and try to do this? Will you take a piece of bread and put it in your hand? Put it just like you're putting a piece of bread in your hand. Amen. Here's
thank
a glass over here. Put it over here. Say, this is the body.
This is the body. I've got a cracker. Thank
the
you,
Lord
Father.
Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus
this
Christ.
Is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Yes. You
know, yes. Thank you, Father.
Lift it up that this is the blood.
Thank you, Father.
This is the blood of the Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Let me drink it all. My faith.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
We
and somebody said they went out and they sung stuff. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. Somebody said they went out and sung a song. And the song was, somebody got that song. They said they went out.
At the cross, where I first saw the light.
The light.
A burden on my heart
rolled away. Yes, Lord.
For there was there by faith I received my sight. Now I am happy all the day. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
there by faith. I received my sight, and now. I am happy all the day.
Hallelujah.
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 Happy all the day.
We just never know what God's going to do. And I'm just
yes.
that kind of man.
I love it.
Have that.
I deserve it. He's unpredictable. He's awesome like that. That's just how he works.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yeah.
you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes. Apostle, let me just read this because I've been sharing it with people today. 1 Peter, I'm not going to
go
5, 9 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
In the microwave, Mama. I'll be there in a few minutes. Yes. Okay, I wanted to read 1 Peter. That's my mother. Just read ten. It talks about after you've suffered a while, and that's what's happening. Some people, and we as the body of Christ, like you said, they were having a party over in Goshen, wasn't it?
Mm.
And other folks were fighting off frogs and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are going to have to suffer. Can you understand
what
happened?
That's right.
1 Peter, you got it. 5 and 10. He talks about after that, he will strengthen, settle, and establish us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Peter. Thank you, Lord. 5. No, that must be second. Okay, 5:10 says, 1 Peter. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. Does anybody see the one I'm? 1 Peter 9, I think it's 5 through 11. Well, maybe it's not. Okay, I had it on my internet. It's one about after you have, it says that after you have suffered a while,
yeah.
he says he will settle, strengthen, and establish us.
Yeah.
So there are many that will have to suffer. And
mm-hmm.
we might have to suffer alone, but we know how to suffer with in joy.
Yes.
We know how to suffer through. We know how to endure with joy. So,
yes.
you know, we're going to have to tell them, yes, because we are at the door of judgment. So
mm-hmm.
tell them it'll be all right. They'll get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start crying
yeah.
out. They'll look up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll know that their redemption draws nigh because truly God is getting us ready.
For that great day.
Amen. So the harvest is coming in. We've got to be ready.
Oh, yes.
He's getting the harvest right.
That's right.
It's ripening it on the – it's beginning to ripen. He's digging around it now. He's stirring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God to be able to see this.
Thank you.
To see another mighty revival.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Well, I know this much. While she was talking about we can see more – I went on the internet and pulled up one of our outstanding black religious leaders of the 20th century, one of the greatest reorganizers of William Seymour, the unsung pastor of Azusa Street Mission in Los Angeles, a catalyst of the worldwide Pentecostal movement. Only a few decades of scholars become aware of his importance, being perhaps one of with Yale historian Sidney Allerstone, who said Seymour personified a black piety, which exerted its great direction, influenced American religion. And here's what I would just say. As I was told by that during John Osteen's life, and I got thirst and a hunger to know who this William Seymour was.
Yes.
He said, you have to go to heaven to meet him, Mother Hunter. I said, what? And he said, no, he's going to be with the Lord. And so I kept, you know how you get an itch on you, and you got to get that itch off of you? And so one day I found somebody said, we can see more buried out there in California. I began to study his history. And he was born in 1922. And that black, one-eyed black man, they call it Azusa Street. That man did some things that even right now people are still, some of them want to talk about it because they think, see, they see the minister now, you know, the minister now is something else. No, that man, what God used him to do, he did something. He, that black, I mean, when I went and did the research on that man, and I'm going to tell you something. I think that's Chandra Kikota. When I went out there, I was told his great disciple was there, but God had hooked me up some people. And I didn't have that. I said, Lord, I ain't got no money. And the Lord, I heard the Spirit say, well, you got to have faith. And I took faith and bought a ticket that I didn't even have. But somebody paid for my ticket there after Los Angeles, California. I got out there that day. When I got to meet the man, there was something anointing on my body.
Ooh.
I was speaking a language I never heard of before. I was speaking Chinese, Japanese. I was speaking in language, and I was understanding them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And so when I went to the grave site, I sit on the grave site.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I laid on the grave site for 1 hour and don't even know what happened. All I can tell you is that I went from one place, don't even understand it. But it was so much peace where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So much
peace. Oh,
somebody
my
said,
God.
Crazy, man. They said, well, man, that man did. I said, but his anointing was still there.
Oh, my God.
Read the Bible, what happened
and
in the Old
greater
Testament.
Things. And greater things.
Greater things.
Hallelujah.
So,
we're going to see God do greater things than even that.
And so where they first had the church at, I went on that street. Where they had first church at, they got a big old thing. They mark it up. The first place, William Seymour. And you could feel the anointing. You could feel it.
Of course.
And I went to the place. They built a house. And right there, when I begin to say, my God, my God, my God, in Jesus.
Glory.
And I said, when I was on
Glory
my way,
shall not depart.
Amen. And so, as I was on my way back to Houston, they said, Willie Hunter, your plane is ready. I took out running and tried to catch that train, but it's, I mean, that airplane, as soon as I got to the door, they locked the door so you can't get in. I said, well, I ain't got nothing. I'm going to get back to Houston. And I sit there, and all of a sudden, I'm standing in line to wait to see what could happen, what plane I go to. They made a plane for me to go to Arizona, and I didn't like Arizona. I heard about Arizona because I didn't like the guy who played basketball. I didn't like him, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, a woman come up to me and said, that's the one. We got him. We got him. And I looked, and everybody was backing out for me. I said, Lord, what have I done wrong? What have I done wrong? And the man said, you stole it. You stole it. Do you know they had me, my hands had to be lifted? They searched me at the airport as if though I was a criminal. And they searched everything I had on. It was the anointing. A witch was trying to take it out of me.
Hmm.
And all the Lord told me, said, you just be still. He said, I'll handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And he handled it. And when that witch, she put her hands on me, All she could get from me was just my toothpaste. And she said, I got it. And I said, why did you take toothpaste? And I mean, I see probably would have some stinky breath to go brush your teeth. Help me, Lord Jesus. I'm having fun, though. Because I was there when I came back to Houston, and the anointing is still there now. And I'm going to tell you, that's where I met the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
God had to lead me all the way up, because sometimes you can be a hearer but a seer. You know what God is doing.
Yes.
And when I was out there in Arizona, while I was there, I said, now, Lord, I said, I done wrestled and talked to these people and told them what they got to do, and threatened them on Zoom, and they gave me the best hotel. They gave me the best everything.
Thank you.
Sent you home in style. Glory to God. Favor.
And so all of a sudden, I told that person, I said, you know what? And they got a big old, it's a big bathtub they got. What they call that? When you lay in that water and just flows and all over your body. What they call that?
Jacuzzi.
And I got in that thing, and I got myself all ready for the next trip to catch the plane. And just about that morning, about 6 o'clock, God is my witness, I went, could y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
A woman came and knocked on my door. I said, now, where is it? And all of a sudden, when I opened the door, she had on something. She said, you need all of this. I said, no, I don't. I slammed the door right back. I said, that lying devil.
Oh, my God. Praise God.
I'm telling you what happened. God is my witness. And when I come back to Houston, I got involved back in the ministry strong, having revivals around everybody, and everybody told me, honey, you just went.
Apostle, I'm going to have to be excused now, and Lord willing, I'll see you Friday night. I'll meet you at the well. God bless
you. God bless you. At any rate, and I want to just say that I'm through, and I thank God for y'all. Listen, you know, God was good to me, and he's still good to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so I tell folks, I've been through something. You've been through something. But God took me. That's why I say, hear my prayer, O Lord, and not let my cry come unto thee. Hide not your face from me when I'm in trouble. Incline your ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me, Lord. Answer me speedily. You got to talk to God. You got to let it know. And when God answered me, he did it.
Thank you.
I didn't get to meet that man physically, but I got to see what God was doing through him. Amen. Amen. Mm. Anybody got a statement they want to say? A statement of something else that God has given you? Hallelujah.
I want to share something with the saints. Evangelist and myself will be going out in the park ministering this weekend. And we asking for your prayers that God move in a mighty way, and that souls be saved and heart be turned to God, that we just do the will of God. We need you. Keep us lifted up in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Close us out, our elder. Close us out,
thank
please.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you for everything that have been said this night, for your honor and for your glory.
So thank you
for each and every one that was under the sound of our voice who heard what went over the airwaves this night. We ask that something was said to touch their hearts.
Thank you.
Father God, we ask this night for deliverance for your people, for healing for your people, Father God, for peace for your people, for protection for your people.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, right now we lift up the body of Christ. And we ask you to just steady our hearts, to let us know that it is all well. In Jesus' name, we lift up Dr. Hunt and his household. We lift up each and every one under the sound of my voice right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to dispense your angels to every household to watch over and protect your people in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the sister who shared her voice with us this night. In Jesus' name, bless her abundantly, Father. Bless her abundantly. Open doors in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you right now, and we lift up this great, beautiful country to you.
Yes,
we ask, Father God, that you watch over America. Protect this nation. Father God, in Jesus' name, right now, we lift up our elected officials to you, that you touch their hearts and turn their hearts toward you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
This is our prayer to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you now.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And you know, God has been so good. His mercy endures forever. And remember, my woman, amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Bye. I love you. Thank you, God.